Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 16th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. On June 5th, 2014, the reserve preferencing system will be used in making the June 6th reserve assignments for flight attendants on both call-in and ready reserve. Access to the call-in reserve preference system will be available via a link on the scheduling homepage of the company's website beginning June 1st. This will provide flight attendants the ability to submit a standing preference. A standing preference, somewhat like a permabid, provides for a preference to be considered in the absence of a daily preference. In other words, if you miss the daily 3 p.m. cutoff, there is a mechanism to ensure your basic preferences are considered. Access to the Ready Reserve Preference System is available via Unimatic through the command RSVPRF and will provide flight attendants on Ready Reserve status, including those converted call-in reserves, the ability to express a preference for field standby, minimum or maximum flying. Keep in mind, if assigned as a result of expressing a preference for maximum flying, you have opted to in the over 100 hours option for the schedule month in question. We encourage you to take the time to review the training materials that have been developed by flight attendants for flight attendants. Access to the online and printed resources are available on our website to ensure you use this tool to its greatest extent possible. The partnership flying program was negotiated by AFA in an effort to further reduce the need for involuntary furloughs. AFA and United have agreed to offer a new partnership program for a six-month period based on domicile need and cost effectiveness of the program in the aggregate. A new round of partnerships will commence on June 29, 2014, for the period of June 30, 2014 through December 29, 2014. Unique to Partnership 12, however, is the unanticipated increase in flying for both June and July. As a result, the company is projecting only a limited number of partnerships may be awarded to a limited number of bases in July. Once bidding has closed, management will review all bids received and complete an analysis based on the domicile need and cost effectiveness in the aggregate before determining the number of partnerships to award. Flight attendants submitting a partnership bid who are not awarded a partnership starting in July will be added to the wait list for consideration for the period starting in August through December. If the wait list, if not awarded box on the bid screen has been checked. In addition, a separate waitlist request screen will be made available after the close of Partnership 12 bidding for those flight attendants who may wish to add or remove their waitlist request prior to any award of the August to December partnership. For complete details about the program and bidding for Partnership 12 program, please refer to our website. This past Wednesday, May 14, 2014, your United AFA Master Executive Council officers met with United Management to discuss the company's plan to surplus flight attendants from Denver, Los Angeles, and Chicago, specifically 200 active flight attendants from each of these locations, effective September 29, 2014, the first day of the October 2014 bid month. The United MEC officers recommended to management not to surplus because these actions will have a devastating impact on the lives of those affected. While at this time specific information about those affected is not available, we recommended the company make this information available sooner rather than later. Be assured we will continue to work through issues, make recommendations, and advocate for our members. United needs to fix this problem, not continue to make it worse. As more information becomes available, we will inform you in all ways possible and encourage you to continue to avoid rumor and speculation. United recently announced in their In-Flight Services Weekly, effective immediately, In-Flight Management has updated their policy governing flight attendant use of personal electronic devices, PED, on board our aircrafts. Flight attendants may now use PED on board for business purposes only while assisting passengers. This includes capturing information, including pictures for company reports, completing and submitting any reports after passengers have deplaned. As a reminder that all other requirements for the use of your PED remain unchanged. United also issued a reminder that flight attendants are prohibited from purchasing Wi-Fi while being a working crew member. More detailed information can be found in your FAOM and FAIM. If you have any questions about this policy change, please contact your domicile supervisor. As the new blue uniform jacket begins to arrive at the homes of our members, the company has updated the uniform appearance standards. Effective September 1st, 2014, uniform appearance standards have been revised to require a jacket, either the black blazer or the blue jacket, when wearing the dress on international flights. In addition, the following appearance standards are in effect. Either the black blazer or blue jacket is required to be worn with the blouse at all times during phases 1 and 4. Either the black blazer or blue jacket is required to be worn with the dress on international flights effective September 1st, 2014. The black blazer and the blue jacket are optional when wearing the dress while working on domestic flights. The black blazer is optional when wearing the short sleeve jacket, and the blue jacket is never to be worn over the short sleeve jacket, cardigan, vest, or V-neck sweater. If you have any additional questions, please contact uniforms@unitedafa.org. Revision number 12, which has an effective date of May 22, 2014, and the required flight attendant announcement booklet are available in your domicile. We suggest you provide yourself ample time to review and insert it into your FAOM. Your United AFA MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee, along with United Medical and Corporate Safety Groups, have been monitoring information from both the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the World Health Organization, WHO, regarding Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. United is prepared to take precautions in the event this illness becomes a general health concern. However, United has stated there are no concerns for United's employees and passengers, as the CDC has not announced any travel restrictions. The CDC advises the single most effective prevention for the transmission of disease is regular, thorough hand washing and avoiding touching your eyes or nose without first washing your hands. As always, if assisting an ill passenger during a flight, apply the universal precautions identified in your FAOM. We will continue to provide updates on MERS as needed. For more information about MERS and associated symptoms, visit the CDC website. Our Joint Negotiating Committee, the JNC, met with United Management this week in Chicago and will continue to meet with them next week. It is anticipated that the JNC will provide an update to all flight attendants once they have completed their 17th direct session with management next week. All JNC updates can be found on the JNC website at www.ourunited.org. If you are not signed up to receive the Our United newsletter, please do so also on www.ourunited.org. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.